bring us up to date with any interest in any of your players with the transfer window looming large?
Well, it's been pretty quiet this week. A few phone calls here and there, but nothing concrete, so nothing to add to that, really, which, from our point of view, is good news.
Yeah, a bit of speculation about Zach and, of course, Josh Vellor, and a link with Swansea, Darren Prattley with Ipswich. Nothing concrete?
Nothing concrete, not that I'm aware of anywhere, I've been told, so I'd imagine things may change between now and Monday, but obviously I want to keep the squad as it is. You know, I don't want anyone going because obviously we can't replace them.
Yeah. Anything new on the takeover scene?
No, again, that's gone quiet. You know, the validation for the car park came through last week. Wages were paid on Tuesday, so we're hoping that can keep things going for however long it'll be before we can get a takeover, but no news on that either.
Yeah, were you disappointed with the Chola Ameobi situation?
Yeah, disappointed, yeah, because, you know, he's come in and he's added, you know, something to the squad and added something to the dressing room, and he signed off with a brilliant goal. So, yeah, he'd be a miss around the place, but there's, you know, our hands are tied on that one.
You must have had a better week after the win at the weekend.
Yeah, it's been good, and the performance was good, and we're looking forward to the game now on Saturday. And it's a distraction from the league, but, you know, it's a game that we really want to win, and it's winnable. Although Leeds are a very tough nut to crack at the minute, and they'll bring a big crowd, so should be a cracking atmosphere.
Yeah, where does it stand in the significance of everything what's going on this season, Neil, in this game? Because you've got two league games very quickly after Saturday in the FA Cup.
Yeah, but it's important to keep the momentum going, and if we can get through and negotiate the tie, hopefully, then, you know, you're buoyed by going into Wolves and then Rotherham after that. So, yeah, a lot to look forward to.
It must be, you tell me, is it a sigh of relief? There must be a better atmosphere around the place after a much-needed and well-deserved win, I've got to say.
Yeah, it was the performance that was pleasing as well as the victory, and, you know, the game was a pressure game. It was one that we needed to win, and the players were fantastic and negotiated the game very, very well. So, you know, hopefully that'll give them the confidence to keep going, keep trying to get a bit of an unbeaten run going, and see where that takes us. But it's a big week, you know, with the three games in the week, and we've got to negotiate the games as best we can now.
Any injury concerns? Any new ones?
Well, Gary was feeling his groin after the game, but we're hoping he'll be out on the grass today, and he should be fit for the weekend. Zach and Emil, it may be too soon for them, but hopefully in the upcoming games they'll be fit as well.